This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Susan Ferriccio, the chief congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Susan has been looking into one of the most recently announced retirements on Capitol Hill, that of freshman New York Democrat Eric Massa from the Empire State's 29th congressional district. Massa claims the reason he's retiring is because he's had a recurrence of cancer and his doctors have told him he can't continue at his current pace of activity. However, there are allegations before the Ethics Committee that Congressman Massa has allegedly harassed a male staffer. And Susan, thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, anytime.
What do we know for sure right now about these allegations? Massa says those absolutely aren't true, but Steny Hoyer obviously has said today that he's heard about it. So what do we know at this point?
What we do know is that a complaint has been forwarded to the Ethics Committee, and that part of the reason it was sent to the Ethics Committee was that Steny Hoyer, the House Majority Leader, demanded that it be sent there when the complaint was brought to his attention. He said, you know, you need to get it down there quickly or I'm going to do it myself. Now, that's a pretty serious threat from Majority Leader. But the thing is, no one knows exactly what happened. Massa didn't exactly deny verbatim what happened. He said he in the past has used salty language with staff, and he said that, you know, the blogosphere is responsible for creating this environment where, you know, members like him are being accused of things. But the fact of the matter is nobody really knows what happened in his office, because nobody's read this complaint, and it's likely nobody really will know for a while, because once it's forwarded to the Ethics Committee, there's, you know, the House rules prohibit anyone from talking about what's in the complaint from the Ethics Committee standpoint. Now, we may hear from the staffer, we may hear, who knows, in the coming days, but for right now, all we know is that the Ethics Committee is looking into it and trying to figure out exactly what did happen.
I'm sure it varies from case to case, Susan, but how long does it usually take for the Ethics Committee to turn something like this around?
There are all kinds of considerations when the Ethics Committee works on things like this, and some of them, unfortunately, can be political. They may say, hey, let's just sit on this. He's going to be gone at the end of the year, and then after that, we'll dispose of it because he's no longer here. Therefore, we can't prosecute him from a House Ethics Committee standpoint. Or if, you know, public demand is understood to be such that they want Ethics Committee to take action, that Democrats don't want to look like they're not doing anything about this while he is currently in Congress as an acting member, perhaps Ethics Committee will move more quickly. Generally speaking, they don't act immediately anyway, because they tend to do thorough investigations. There's several stages to how they look into whether a House member has broken a rule of the House. And they do it in sort of layers. They look at it and see if it warrants, you know, a special subcommittee to look at it. And then after that, you know, weeks, months can go by before that committee rules on anything. You know, it takes a while. They really do deliberate. And the staff has got, you know, it's lawyers and such, and there's who are examining the issue. There'll be interviews and who knows. You know, so these things tend to be pretty thorough. And, you know, it's not like we're going to hear something this week.
We're talking with Susan Ferriccio of the Washington Examiner. And, Susan, as you talk to various Democrats about this, are they more concerned about keeping the seat or more concerned about what revelations may eventually emerge here?
Well, obviously, they want to stay on top of this because a lot of Americans might remember, you know, 4 years ago when the Republicans had a scandal like this of their own to deal with. Mark Foley, a congressman from Florida, a Republican, was accused of, you know, of aggressively pursuing the House pages who are, you know, underage members, kids who work up here for the members, delivering documents and holding the doors open, essentially. Well, eventually there was a huge backlash against the Republicans, because once they followed the chain of emails and correspondence over Foley's behavior, it was kind of uncovered that the House leadership, who were led by Republicans, really didn't do a heck of a lot to stop this. And that really hurt the Republicans. And I personally believe it's one of the reasons why they lost the House in 2006. I think that scandal was ruinous for them. And not, I know that lesson has been imparted on House Democrats. And that's one of the reasons why, in a really quite unusual move, the current House Majority Leader, Democrat Steny Hoyer, put out a public statement about this issue and his urging that it go to the Ethics Committee. That doesn't happen around here very often. And for him to do that, clearly Democrats are worried about what the ramifications might be of this accusation against Massa.
Well, Susan, obviously this comes on the heels virtually at the very same time of Charlie Rangel having to step down over ethics violations. Do Democrats still feel like they have the high ground on ethics like they did 4 years ago? What are the two parties saying about that?
Well, they're trying to keep the high ground, but it's hard. I mean, I always predicted that once a party is in power, it's going to be far, far more difficult for them to appear corruption-free. It's just because it attracts, you know, power attract and money attracts the corruption, and it's almost impossible to do. And sure enough, you know, there's a string of scandals attached to various members here, but the worst of which being Charlie Rangel, former chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, who had to basically give up his gavel a few days ago, not only because of a admonishment over kind of minor ethics issue where he went to the Caribbean and this trip was sponsored by corporations which violates the House gift ban, but much more serious charges that are kind of lurking in the background that the House Ethics Committee is looking at. Those involve not paying taxes, renting apartments under rent control in New York when he wasn't supposed to be. And sort of this whole idea that he's offering money to, offering legislative help to groups who would give money to a school named after him. So there's all kinds of things lurking around for Rangel. And of course, Republicans will keep that on the public because it helps them pummel the Democrats on being, you know, corrupt even after, you know, campaigning to drain the swamp in Washington. It's unclear whether they'll be successful at that. You know, if there's more scandal, then definitely. I think Democrats are hoping that the Rangel situation will be far enough in the rearview mirror that, you know, by November, voters won't really care about it.
Very interesting stories on both fronts. Susan, thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
Susan Ferriccio, Chief Congressional Correspondent for the Washington Examiner. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.